श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम
हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम राम राम
ओहे वैष्णव ठाकुरा दुयार साग एदसे करुणा कोरे। ओहे वैष्णव নিয় পাদ ছায়া শোধো হে আমায়া তোমার চরণ ধরি। ছায়া বেগ দোমি ছায়া দোষ সোধি ছায়া গুণ দেহ দাসে ছায়া সৎসঙ্গ দেহ হে আমারে বসেছি সঙ্গীর আছে একাকে আমার নাহি পায়া পালক হরি নাম সংকীর্তনে কাকে আমার নাহি পায়া বল হরি নাম সংকীর্তনে তুমি কৃপা করে শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম জানে কৃষ্ণ সে তোমারা কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে আমি তো কঙ্গা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলে গাইতব পাছে পাছে আমি তো কঙ্গা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলে পাছে হবে তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ধাই তব পাচে পাচে আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ও বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়ার সাগর হে দাসে করুণা করি বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়ার সাগর হে দাসে করুণা করি হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की और भक्त वृंद की ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू द नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन क्लास टुडे वी विल कंप्लीट द सेकंड वर्स अत्याहार प्रायश्चित वर्स द लास्ट पार्ट ऑफ इट इज वाज पेंडिंग व्हिच इज लवल्यम We'll recite the shloka now, okay? Atyahara prayasascha Prajalpo niyamagraha Janasangascha laulyamcha Shadbhir bhaktir vinashyati So, the text to focus is on the six activities detrimental to bhakti, which should be avoided. And what will you gain by avoiding these things? Somebody may say, I like to collect a lot of things. I like to slog hard, work hard. I like to gossip. So what will, what are the losses by continuing to do these six things? And what are the gains achieved by avoiding these things? Those things are explained. So, please read it. Eating
more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. Atyahar.
Yeah.
Over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. Prayasas. Talking unnecessarily about mundane subjects. Prajalpa. Six unfavorable activities which spoil.
Same thing.
Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, niyamagraha, or rejecting them and working independently or whimsically.
I gave a lot of examples for this, niyamagraha last time.
Associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, janasangascha. Being greedy for mundane achievements, lalyam.
So these six things we have been discussing in a few classes, and today we will do the last one, lavalyam, being greedy for mundane achievements, and then I'll be proceeding with the one which I promised you last time, yes and no in spiritual life, which is a very important section of this today's presentation, which will give you many valuable summary points for you, take home points which I feel are very more easy for you to apply in your life, because in this verse we discussed a lot of things. Everything put in a nutshell, we will see today. Okay. What do we lose by not avoiding the six unfavorable things? Because there are some devotees who say that, sorry Prabhu, I know all these things. I've heard several classes, but I just cannot avoid prajalpa. talking to, you know, gossiping to devotees, about devotees. And some people say, Prabhu, I'm mad after money. You know, nobody can rectify me. I slog hard like anything, some people say. Some people say that, Prabhu, my circle is all dirty friends. And they are all from my school days and college days. I just can't leave them. They are just glowing, they are glued to me, they are very attached to me. So there are people who know that these six things are bad, but they are unable to give up. So then what? Then this is what happens. They lose the essence of human life. Yeah, next.
That is plain living and high thinking.
Yeah.
We come under the external energy, Bahiranga Shakti.
So if they don't do simple living, high thinking, they do high living, simple thinking, which means they live a very sophisticated life, very extravagant life. They spend a lot, they earn a lot, they spend a lot, they waste time a lot. And they spend a lot of time in doctor and obesity and that kind of problems. So in this way their life goes like, normal people who are not devotees. And in this way gradually one comes under Bahiranga Shakti, Maya Shakti, Durga Devi. One comes under her clutches, yeah.
Suffer threefold miseries, repeated birth, death, old age and disease. No faith in the plan of God.
Actually, no faith in the plan of God means they take the whole charge of their life in their hands. You know, I will do this, I will do that, I will, you know, I'll expand my business like this, I'll make money like that, I will trick that person, you know, I will loot this person and so many things. They make plans, they think the whole world is in their grip only. They think like that. Asha, pasha, shatair, baddha, kama, krodha, parayana, ihante, kama, bhogartham, anyayena, artha, sanchayan. Krishna says, you know, of course that is meant for the asuras. But sometimes even people who are driven by greed, or who are driven by mad rat race, they can also get into such problems. Yeah.
No aspiration for higher spiritual development.
Yeah, spiritual life goes to backseat. And material life comes in the forefront. And therefore you find people sometimes, if a devotee, Hare Krishna devotee, compares themselves with a karmi, sometimes they think, hey, look at the karmis. They are working so hard in my company. They are making so much money. They are also becoming so popular. And as a devotee, you know, if I become too Krishna conscious, then how can I compete with them? You see, Rishabhadev is giving the example of animals versus humans. You will see that the animals work very hard. But the humans do fine work. Like, you know, somebody may be driving a tractor, but somebody is driving a Mercedes-Benz. So Krishna conscious lifestyle is like Mercedes-Benz. Smooth life on a smooth road of, you know, following the four regulative principles, fine dealing with devotees, fine dealing with Lord, sattvic lifestyle, simple life, simple living, high thinking. It's like that. And slogging materialistic lifestyle is like a tractor, driving a tractor in a field. You have seen that, the tractor going in a field. It's like that. People drink and smoke and beat one another, pull each other's leg, they run away with another man's wife. And they beat one another with gundas. And so that is a horrible life of a materialist. So devotees actually cannot do the activities what the wholesale materialists are doing, because we are not like them. We are trying to lead a life of sattva-guna more. And those fellows are trying to lead a life of rajaguna, tamaguna. If a devotee starts thinking that I will also grow in material life like them, I want to compete like them, then one has to become like another tractor. They are one tractor, you become next tractor to them. Like buffalo-like body. Buffalo's body like a tractor body. But a human body is not meant for that type of activity. Mercedes-Benz is not to be meant for ploughing the field. If you take a Mercedes-Benz into the field, people will laugh at you. What are you doing? So, therefore, one should decide what are you looking for in life? If you really believe you are not the body, you are the spirit soul, Atma, and you have firm faith that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and spiritual world is your eternal home. We have to ask ourselves, do I really trust these truths, sublime truths given in the scriptures? If you really trust them, then I have to mold my life accordingly. Therefore, if I am going to lead life by, doing these six kind of things, satyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangasya, all these things, then we have no faith in the plan of God, and then we have no aspiration for higher spiritual development. So,
misuse God-given intelligence only to augment material possessions, capitalism and communism.
Yeah. Actually, Krishna has given intelligence to everybody, and it is up to us what we want to use that intelligence for. Like Prabhupada writes in one of the Bhagavatam purports, that the boys born in Brahmana families in India, traditionally they are very intelligent, Prabhupada writes. They come from the lineage of the great rishis and munis. So the lineage has been a pure lineage, because rishis have lived a very pure life, sattvic life and everything. So naturally boys born in the family are intelligent, but what they do with their intelligence? They use their intelligence to do coding writing computer algorithms, going from India to America after writing GRE, TOEFL and everything. And many times they work abroad in many industries and everything, and they make a lot of money. And sometimes eventually they take a green card and settle there. When they get children, oftentimes their religious activities, the pious activities, spiritual activities takes a back seat. Money making and leading a comfortable material life, that comes to the forefront for them. So that being the case, eventually if you see their generation, their sons, daughters and grandsons gradually degenerate in the spiritual culture. And they don't even know who is Rama, who is Krishna. But then they are only Ramke Vaste Brahmins. They may have the surname of a Brahmin. They may claim that I am coming from India, I am coming from such and such Brahmin lineage or something. But their intelligence is used for what? For material science, not for spiritual science. Ideally speaking, Brahmana means you should study the Shastra and speak the knowledge to other people. That is actual service of a Brahmana. Prabhupada says India has failed in her duty to reach the Srimad Bhagavatam to all the countries across the globe. What is because of reaching it to other countries? Indians, they themselves have not studied the Bhagavatam and practiced in their life. Prabhupada was lamenting when he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, instead of reaching the message of Bhagavatam to the West, people generally go to the West for making money and multiplying their material comforts and luxuries and leading a They think working hard and accumulating material comfort is the ultimate goal of life. Like Prabhupada says, they consider that converting a thatched hut into a skyscraper building. This is called economic development, Prabhupada says. That means you are living in a hut now. So you make it into a skyscraper and say, I am a success in my life. I was going in a bullock cart, now I am going in a very big foreign car. Or I was wearing simple dress in a village, now I am wearing a very costly suitings. In this way one may consider oneself to be a success, but what is that success? It's a material success for how long it is? 30, 40, 50 years down the line, the person will be chucked out of the situation. And then he has to go, where is he going, he doesn't know. So therefore he says here, misuse of God-given intelligence only for material possessions.
Always anxious to fulfill unlimited desires for sense gratification by exploiting the fellow living beings.
Yeah. Actually, unlimited desire means you have to exploit somebody. Actually, if our desires are limited and we know that the goal of life is not here, the goal of life is there, go back to Godhead. That is goal of life. So then why am I living in this world here? This is only for keeping the body and soul together. I have given this example before from another purports of Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, if you have a car, you know, say company has given you a car. Yes, you take out time to wash the car, put petrol, put air in the tire, put water in the radiator, and everything is all right. Once all this is done, forget about the car. Just sit inside and think about the business, think about the client. Your whole time should be spent in succeeding in the business using the car and not think about the car. Similarly, our body is like a car given by Krishna to us. Okay, wake up in the morning, you bathe your body, you know, dress your body. Isn't it? It's all right. Eat whatever prasad you need, drink some water. Then after that, get into the work of Krishna consciousness. Go back home, back to Godhead. The body should be utilized for the purpose for which Krishna has given us this body. But people don't stop with this. People then go to beauty parlor. It's like, you know, decorating the car more and more. Go to the beauty parlor, buy different type of shoes, different type of belts, different type of watches, different type of bikes. They spend a lot of money pampering the body in varieties of ways. And adding to all these things, all the senses, tongue. Somebody has a long tongue, they go to hotels and eat in the far, far away places. Somebody is lusting for woman, they want to see with eyes, they go to cabaret dances, nightclubs, beer bars and such kinds of places. Somebody wants to hear rock music and to disco dance, then they go to such kind of clubs, they go. Somebody has uncontrolled sex urge, then they connect with dozens of partners and they live life like cats and dogs. So in this way, these are all not necessities of the body. If you see, bodily needs are very basic. Get up in the morning, take a bath. You have taken the bath, put the tilaka, wear dhoti, kurta, whatever, before you go to company. Take the bead bag and just chant the holy name and do the Mangalarti, Narasingharti, Tulasi Arti, reach little Gita Bhagavatam. And then offer the bhoga to Lord and take prasad. This is enough for the body. Then you wear the dress for the office and go to office, do your work, come back, and spend some time with the family, spend some time with Krishna consciousness, do some preaching. Actually, our life can be extremely simple if we simply follow these verses of Upadeshamrita faithfully. The first three verses, I can tell you, our life can be revolutionized. It can be revolutionarily simple, very simple. We are unnecessarily complicating our lives due to the urges which arise from the impurities. The three basic impurities I told you before, kama, krodha, loba, lust, anger and greed. And out of them there is only one, lust only, because lust, dissatisfied lust becomes anger, and satisfied lust becomes greed. So therefore that lust has to be transformed into love. And lust means adamant desire, which is driven by passion. So mind may be very passionate. You can tell the mind, you nonsense, do what you want, I am not going to listen to you, I am going to listen to Guru and Krishna. That adamance of the mind should be turned to adamant desire to become Krishna conscious. In that direction it should be applied. Then one can awaken love for Krishna. Just like what Bilva Mangal did. He had adamant desire to become attached to Chintamani prostitute. Later on that became a staunch desire to attain Krishna in Vrindavan. You see? So in this way, a person, if he is not avoiding these six unfavorable items, these are all the disadvantages one gets like this. Very unfortunate. Okay, what are the advantages? If you faithfully follow this verse, Atyahara Prayas, if you avoid these six items, then what happens?
Establishes an ideal society.
Ideal society means, you know, a society with peace and prosperity and happiness.
Destroys enmity, hate.
You have no enmity with anybody because you are not encroaching on others' property. You are not envious of anybody. You are not greedy after seeing somebody. You are not making unhealthy comparisons. And actually there is enough in this world for everyone's need. Not for one man's
greed.
It is said that one man is Hiranyakashipu. It was not enough for him, for his greed. That one man was Alexander. That one man was Hitler. There are many fellows who have come and gone like that, greedy fellows. They were never satisfied.
Removes economic maladjustments.
Yeah. The economic maladjustments happen because people are hoarding money. We gave the example before. If you keep a sack of rice, bird eats and goes away, animal comes, eats and goes away. But human being hoards. Hoarding means taking the whole sack and keeping. So, such kinds of, if one gives up the greed in society, where is the question of economic upheavals, problems? Yeah.
Solves economic maladjustments.
Yes.
Instability solved. Establish spiritual community.
Yeah, spiritual community means with Krishna in the center. And everybody revolves around Krishna, just like Vrindavan. Very simple model. Krishna is the center. Wake up in the morning chanting Hare Krishna. Go to sleep remembering Krishna. Discuss about the pastimes of Krishna. Focus your attention on studying about the qualities and activities and pastimes of the Lord. And chant the holy names to cleanse the heart. And all the people actually wish each other Hare Krishna and assist one another in awakening love for Krishna. Spiritual community.
This Krishna conscious movement offers a spiritual community that can bring about a peaceful condition in the world.
Yeah. Actually, in America, in San Francisco, when Prabhupada started the Rath Yatra parade, so immediately the police people thought that we will need a big number of police to manage these people. Both sides, there was a huge crowd of police in the beginning. But later on, they understood that the Hare Krishna devotees are peaceful fellows. They are just standing and dancing. And they are very well behaved, perfect gentlemen, perfect ladies. And they are always cheerfully smiling and polite and respectful, even to unknown newcomers also. On the other hand, they found the good quality that Hare Krishna devotees have a habit of giving prasadam, giving books to others, and being polite. Even if somebody would taunt them, these fellows will deal with them in a very polite manner. So next year again, when the Rath Yatra parade was there, hardly there were any police, because the police people understood this is not like a mob that you have to control. These are simple fellows. They have love for God and they just chant and dance God's names and they're distributing prasad and books. They're harmless species. They're very simple fellows. See, this is a miracle of Srila Prabhupada. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada, because he taught us this culture, a Vaishnava culture.
Every intelligent man should purify his consciousness and rid himself of the above-mentioned six hindrances to devotional service by taking wholehearted shelter of Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Now, this Gauranga Prabhu, he was telling that he had gone to one of the colleges. You know, there he found all the class benches were broken down. Many of the benches were in the corner, half broken, full broken. He was asking, what happened? He said, because it was winter season, the boys wanted some campfire. So they broke some other benches, and they took it for making firewood, like this. And then went to one of the classes, he found the fan was completely twisted and everything. The wings of the fan was completely broken and twisted. He asked, why it is like this? They said this fan was not working. Some of the boys became angry. They did like this. They were saying it was like paralyzed fan. So he was telling, these youngsters are so crooked, he said, because when they are not trained in any Krishna consciousness, you know, their hands and legs are like a monkey's hands and legs. They just cannot control. They cannot restrain themselves. Because the mind is like a monkey. So nowadays, there is a large scale lack of training for the children and youth across the globe in the principles of Krishna consciousness. And the repercussions of this will come as these fellows grow older and they come to leadership. The world will have to face the great havoc that it will create. So this Nectar of Instruction book actually teaches us how to cleanse the mind, impure mind, and then establish Krishna there in such a way that, you know, these principles are all very sustainable model principles, all these things. Actually, by following this model given in Upadeshamrita, we can be peaceful, we can keep others peaceful. Everybody can be in that place, focusing on Krishna consciousness without any kind of hurting each other.
Yes and no in spiritual life. Goal of Grihastha Ashram. Grihastha ashram. Ashram
of? No, grihasthitha ashrama. It's ashram of sacrifice and devotion service is the only goal. Huh? So now I'm giving a summary of this whole this thing. It will become very easy for you now and you see.
Consciousness is an active principle.
So this is explained now. What is right attitude? Do the right thing. These are all going to be explained now in the next few slides I'll show you. For example, there are two types of sadhana bhakti, you know. Like Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, Raganuka sadhana bhakti. The goal of Vaidhi sadhana bhakti is to eventually come to Raganuka sadhana bhakti. But in order for us to come, the Vaidhi sadhana bhakti should be practiced very systematically, faithfully. All the 64 principles given by Rupa Goswami have to be adhered. Most people hear about and speak about mundane topics. And what is the result of that? Their minds become absorbed in mundane thoughts. But we should change the mundane topics to Krishna topics. If we do that, then the mind will become spiritually enlightened. This we said earlier also. When we receive the transcendental knowledge, then our eyes get the spiritual vision. We see things differently. And all our illusion is destroyed. Again we gain a deeper understanding. And we assimilate the knowledge. Assimilate means what? Digest what you have learnt. Otherwise things will be superficial. When we chant. See, there are two columns given here. One is heard, and the next one is chanted. First we are receiving. When we receive the knowledge, and then when we give the knowledge, correct, no? See, when you receive knowledge, you read left side, what is there? When you receive knowledge?
One learns to see things differently.
Yeah, when you receive knowledge from, that means, Divya Jnana Hriday Prakashito. So now your Hriday is Prakashit. So Chakshudan Dilojai. So you get the Chakshu to see, okay, when you receive knowledge. And then when you give the knowledge to other people by preaching, then what happens?
One gains deeper understanding and assimilates the knowledge which he has received.
Why? A teacher has to know 10 times more than the student. Otherwise the teacher can't answer the questions. So therefore then what happens if you have to teach, then you start studying the same knowledge more deeply. And you thoroughly remember it. And when you are repeating, you know that questions will come, people will ask how to answer everything. Then the knowledge gets assimilated. Assimilated means digested. Like for example, if you ask a person what is the goal of the fan, if somebody says the goal of the fan is to rotate, is it the goal? That's not the goal. The goal is to give air. That's the goal of the fan, correct? No? So in the same manner, what is the goal of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam class? The goal is to have a change of heart. That is the goal. If somebody says, what is the goal of hearing the class? Somebody says, fill up the sadhana card. That's not the goal. We have to have a change of heart. So, to have a change of heart, we have to give it to others. When we are doing some service, by preaching the knowledge to others, then it gets assimilated. Same with, when you are hearing knowledge, and we chant it means to glorify. And then again you read the second one. When you receive the knowledge, what happens?
Once doubts and illusions are destroyed.
Because you are allowed to ask questions, then all your doubts are destroyed, illusion is destroyed. But then if you give the knowledge to others, what happens? That's the Asman Manushyeshu Kashchin Me Priya Kritta Maha, correct, no? One?
Gains the special mercy.
Special mercy from Krishna. Because Krishna says that, if somebody gives his knowledge to others, then he becomes very dear to me. Because he is taking the trouble to reach to others. So, not only your own doubts and illusions are destroyed, like you say, prema bhakti yaha hoite, avidya vinasha jate. Divya jnana hriday prakashito. So your heart becomes lit up with knowledge and your doubts and are all destroyed by hearing. But then when you glorify what you have heard to others, you assimilate the knowledge and you get special mercy of the Lord. So this is called transcendental knowledge, divya jnana. This is one of the aspects of the sadhana. Apart from chanting. So chanting and cultivating spiritual knowledge. So what should we do? Should we only hear the classes or should we also speak it to others? What do you think? Huh? Both we have to do. Huh? So by hearing and speaking, we not only learn to see things differently, we assimilate and then it becomes digested. Digested knowledge means realization, and you can immediately apply it in your day-to-day situation. Those who are actually applying the knowledge in their day-to-day life, they can very easily tackle the challenging worldly problems which come their way. Hmm? Yeah?
Conditions for proper transmission of spiritual knowledge.
Okay, can anybody go out to preach and give the knowledge? We may have the question. Huh? So there are some conditions, yeah.
Must be heard with the right attitude, with humility and respect.
That means we should not hear the spiritual knowledge in a challenging spirit, in a argumentative spirit. Or sometimes people, you know, their questions are more or less technical details. Actually, the questions also should be asked with respect to application of the knowledge heard. Like once Prabhupada was giving a lecture. Prabhupada used to give a lecture and then ask any questions, and somebody will bring a question from somewhere else. Prabhupada will say, I spoke on this subject, ask me a question on that subject only. Why are you bringing something else now? Did you understand what I spoke? Ask question on that, Prabhupada would say that. Another type of question that students would ask Prabhupada is, like one man asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, what was the sewage system in Dwaraka? And Prabhupada said, nonsense. This question is not a question for progressing in spiritual life. Any other questions? He said. So Prabhupada says, absurd questions and blind following, both are condemned. Prabhupada writes in their 4.34 Bhagavad Gita. One should not blindly follow, and one should not make absurd inquiries. Just because I have to ask a question, I shouldn't ask any useless question. The question should be geared towards spiritual progress. And it should be, sometimes technical questions are all right, but technical questions should not be the only questions we keep asking always. We should ask questions how to advance in spiritual life. So therefore we need a right attitude to hear, in a mood of humility and respect. And sometimes people think, I am very learned, I am very intelligent because of modern day education. Little do they know that we have four defects due to which all our modern day education is all null and void. It is every time revised and changed and modified. How useless it is, they will take some time to understand it. Therefore, one should read Prabhupada books regularly.
Open-minded, not challenging.
Yeah.
With desire to learn and understand.
Yeah, open-minded means what? We may have preset ideas of what we want to hear from the speaker. Like somebody comes to the class with the mindset that God is impersonal. And speaker is talking about Krishna's personal form, and as audience he becomes very upset. He says, no, why are you saying God is personal? I have always read in some Mayavadi books that God is impersonal. So one is a close-minded. One is not open to listen to the Shastric quotes and presentations and all. One should be open-minded and not in a challenging mood. Because you are coming and listening, in case you are eager for association and advancing, one should be open-minded, yeah. And there should be a desire to learn and understand, not to show off one's own knowledge.
Must come from right source, from a genuine devotee, not Mayavadi or professional speaker, has controlled senses and sufficient knowledge.
So now there are two columns here, if you see. The left column talks about the audience, ourselves. And the right column talks about the speaker, Shrota and Vakta. First column is which one? Shrota. Second column? Yeah. That means the hearer and the speaker. So the person as audience, you should have a right attitude. And the speaker should be from a right source. You should be genuine devotee. We don't want Mayavadis or professional speakers. We don't want people who are dharmadvajis or cheaters. We want a genuine devotee, sincerely practicing. Not only he studies and speaks, he also practices. He also lives the lifestyle of a devotee. Prabhupada says when he was in West, sometimes the teachers themselves would smoke or drink, and they were allowed to transmit knowledge. So Prabhupada says, if a teacher himself is not following the norms, still some people say that, you know, you see, that is his private life, that is his personal life, we don't worry about it. We just take whatever knowledge he gives in the college. But Prabhupada says in India, you know, children who go to the Gurukula, they bow down to the teacher even today, the schools and all, in villages. Imagine if a village teacher is, a man is telling a student, hey, BD le kya, go and get me a BD. Then the children will lose respect for the teacher. Is it not true? So Prabhupada says for a teacher, the character is more important than only skill. Skill is secondary, but the character is more important. Because without character, he cannot inspire the children. Imagine if a school teacher is attracted to a grown-up girl in the school who is one of his students. You know, all the other boys, if they see that the sir is lacking character in dealing with the member of the opposite sex, then how will they be able to take education from him? So, when it comes to if a man has a weakness for a woman, or he has weakness for habits like putting sniff for smoking or drinking, or he unduly becomes angry, there are some teachers who take a duster and throw it in the class, isn't it? Becoming unduly angry. Or one has no control of one's senses, one gossips and things like that. So therefore he is saying here, the hearing has to be done from the right source, from a person of character, following the Vacha Vegam, Manasa Vegam, the six Vegams, one should be controlling it. And the hearer should also be in a mood of humility and respect, and, you know, not in a challenging mood. Yeah, they should sincerely have a desire to learn and understand and grow. So nowadays, what has happened nowadays, a lot of lectures are available in the internet. Thousands and lakhs of lectures. Everybody has access to everything now. So some people actually hop and jump. They hear little of this, little of that. They hear, and then when it comes to application, many times people don't know how to apply in our personal life. Am I progressing? Am I stagnated? They're not able to properly assess. They hop and jump, hear this, hear that, read this book, read that book. So therefore one has to assess one's progress based on NOI book, Nectar of Instruction. See the first four verses for assessment. Totally there are 6 × 4, 24 items. So we can write these 24 items and go one at a time and see. In each other item, am I overeating? Am I over-endeavoring? Am I having bad association? Or am I utsaha? Am I enthusiastic? So each of it you can check this 24, first four verses of Nectar of Instruction.
Obstacles in chanting and hearing. Faith and determination. Willingness to change.
Okay. So, the obstacles in chanting, lack of faith and lack of determination, that causes problem in the chanting, he is saying. Actually, if the faith is more and more firm, then the chanting also becomes very relishable and sincere call. Anyway, even if somebody says, I have a lot of doubts in spiritual life, you know, and I also lack determination because, you know, my habits are all, you know, causing my life haywire. Like you see, I go to bed late at night, arise late in the morning, some rounds remain in the evening, and I don't get enough time to read Prabhupada books, my life is too busy, I work 14 hours a day. There are people like that. Okay, there are a lot of good number of problems, you know it. You know, you can even spend 2 hours telling about the problems. But do you have the willingness to change? Or you only like to present the problems to others? I know there are devotees who go to one devotee and present the problems. And they go to second devotee and present the problems. As soon as they meet some nice senior devotee, they will present the problem, present the problem. So to 2 dozen seniors, they have presented the problem. And all of them gave him solution, out of which one he followed? Nobody. That means no willingness to change. So willingness to change means, that means, you know, okay, I have identified my problems now. Let me seek some solution and let me start applying. So this only every one of us have to make this forward step. We have to use our free will. Then one more thing we can learn about changing. Like, you know, if somebody gives you a big watermelon and say, eat it. You can't eat it like this, in one shot. It's very big, cut it into slices. And then small, small watermelon piece you keep eating. Like if you're drinking it in a summer season, you can finish 3-4 also, even if it is very big. So therefore, if you want to bring about a change, then it has to be bit by bit, which is more easy. And then it will get, over a period of time, change will really happen. So we can make changes in many aspects of our life. Like for example, the aspect of eating habits, or the sleeping habits, or recreation habits, entertainment habits, our study habits, isn't it? And keeping good health, and attitude development, relationship development with devotees, and time management. So many areas are there in our life to work on, and we are lacking many times. In the beginning, people lack knowledge, but after some time, they gain knowledge also about each of this, and they exactly know what to do. Like for example, somebody has learned how to do yogasana, Surya Namaskar. Earlier they were not knowing, now they know it. After knowing also, there are people who never do it, never do it. Same time management, you undergone seminar, you know. Earlier you didn't know, now you know it, but after knowing also, we don't apply. Therefore, it is said that one has to first of all, you know, gain knowledge about, you know, what are my shortcomings. Knowledge of our shortcomings. Then you have to equip yourself with skill sets to overcome that shortcomings. Correct, no? Then after you equip yourself with skill sets, thirdly, you should have the desire or willingness to bring about the change. So take these three circles. What is the first circle I told you? Which one? Knowledge of my deficiencies. My sleeping habit, my eating habit and all that. Knowledge of my deficiencies, that's the first circle. Second circle is what? Equip yourself with skill sets to overcome those deficiencies. Understand, no? I'll tell you a very simple example. For example, some devotee has a habit of sleeping always very late. That's his deficiency. Now, how will you equip yourself with skill sets to sleep early? Then you watch some videos which talk about the Brahma Muhurtam, rising early in the morning, and then the dangers of sleeping very late at night. What health complications can come in the long run. So on one hand, you develop sufficient fear for sleeping too late, and then you study about the glory of rising early in the morning. So when you have studied all these things, that's called equipping yourself with the skill set necessary for overcoming the deficiency. Now, after gaining these two also, it's not that suddenly change will come. Third one is what? The desire or willingness to accept those skill sets which you learnt very strongly in your life, so that you completely overcome the deficiencies. So when you combine all these three circles, an intersecting element, that's what brings you the fruits, the results. Then we can bring about change. Similarly, in the chanting also, what are the obstacles I am facing in chanting? Everybody knows there are two obstacles mainly. One is sleepiness and another one is distraction. And the third one is more deeper problem, which is deep-rooted material attachments. Then one can find out what all I can do in order to overcome these deficiencies. And then equip skill sets. And then have a strong desire to change. That's the point. Yeah. What are all favorable, beneficial, let us say. Yeah.
Association of devotees. Lotus flower.
Yeah. Like a lotus flower is in the middle of a kichad or a dirty, muddy pool of water. But the lotus is always clean. So the material world may bring about bad association in our offices, in our neighborhood, our homes. But we have to remain like a lotus flower, holding on to Srila Prabhupada's teachings in his books and the association of nice devotees. So you can remain aloof. Padma Patrami Vambasa. It is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that like a lotus leaf, even though it's in a muddy pool of water, nearby not even a drop can touch it. It always remains clean.
Simplicity.
We are going to, each of it is explained in the future slide, yeah.
Gratitude and appreciation. Be responsible or accountable. be considerate to others, charity.
Each of it is explained now in the future slides, you will see. And then this also will be explained. Your relationship with your parents, relatives, wife, children, devotees. Okay, let us see each of it now. One by one we will go. And this is all unfavorable things. Read them.
Association of non-devotees, excessive attachment to home and family, indifference in the name of detachment, unfairness or cheating or corruption in dealings, anything not related to Krishna, if only lamentation, laziness of mind, criticism, spiritual lethargy.
All this is also explained in the future slide. Let us go one by one now. Yes.
Simplicity. Simplicity means without any duplicity and who is always truthful.
Yeah.
Example,
there
Gautam.
There was a boy in the Gautam Rishi's ashrama. The Guruji asked him, hey, you are born in which family? What's your gotra? Boy said, I'll find out from your mother and tell you. So he asked his mother. Mother said, I am from a very, very poor family. I became an orphan. My parents passed away. So, and I had no money, no wealth, no property. Even for my food, there was difficulty. So when I begged for food from different men, I had to associate with the different men. And in one such connection with some man, you are born, I don't know to whom you are born, my child, I don't know. And that is how I survived in my life, she said. So the child, the son went back to Guruji and exactly said the same thing what mother said. So the Guruji said, because you are speaking the truth without adulteration, you are a Brahmana. He said, Satyakama Jabala, you hear like that. Brahmana. So that is simplicity. Next.
Sincere acceptance of the Lord's orders.
How Srila Prabhupada accepted his Guru's orders as his life and soul? His Guru gave him two orders. One is to preach in the West in the English language. Prabhupada started ISKCON for that purpose. And his Guru gave him another order to, if you ever get money, print books. So Prabhupada started BBT. So these two instructions Prabhupada fulfilled in such a two big way. Yes, and then?
Unsophisticated.
Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj, Prabhupada says, was unsophisticated. Very simple, innocent child. He walked up to Lord Narasimha with a garland and offered him garland and fell at his feet. Narasimha felt overwhelmed with ecstasy. Kripya pariplutha, it is said. Utta petachyeshne adadat karambujam. So Lord touched his head and embraced him and kept him on his lap. He thought, what an innocent child you are. Such a pure devotee, you have no blemish. Although you are born in Asura family, you are more than a demigod. You have such sublime characteristics and sweet qualities. You are a paradukkaduki and you are such a lover of mine. So Lord Narasimha became very delighted to simply touch the body of Prahlad. So he was an unsophisticated child. So the devotees of the Lord actually has to be nishkapat. We have to be very, in order for us to keep ourselves as nishkapat, free from duplicity, we have to avoid bad association. The atheistic association makes us very cunning and diplomatic. Atheistic association, association of Mayavadis, impersonalists, and sense gratifiers, and association of irreligious people, or association of, there are people who Bhaktivinoda Thakur categorizes as six types of materialists. He says the first category is no faith in God, no morality. Second category of people, he says, they have faith in morality, but no faith in God. Third category, he says, they have both faith in morality and faith in God, but they consider morality more important than God. And then fourth category, he says, dharmadvajis, pretenders. Fifth category, he says, polities, demigod worshippers. And the sixth category, he says, impersonalists, mayavadis. So these six type of materialists, he says, one should avoid their association. So by avoiding their association and always associating with sincerely practicing devotees, then only one will become unsophisticated and very simple and pure at heart. Because all these kinds of people, they have contamination and they will pass on their contamination to us. And we will also become crooked and diplomatic by associating with them. Yes?
Willing to accept whatever Krishna provides and not hanker for more and more.
Like Kolavecha Shridhar was asked by Nimai Pandit, hey Kolavecha, look at the king. Now, look at the Durga worshippers. They are getting so much wealth and facilities. Look at you, you are worshipping Krishna and your clothes are tattered and your clothes have got more holes than your roof of your hut, which has a few holes, and you have more holes in that the dhoti. He said. But then Kolevicha smiled and said, "Sir, the king is living in a royal palace. The bird is living in a nest. But the bird has his food and the king has his food. But after they eat the food and lie down in the bed, once the king closes eyes to sleep and the bird closes eyes to sleep, is there any difference? The quality of sleep is same in both the bodies. God, the Supreme Lord, by some arrangement, He has given everybody a place to live. He has given me also a hut to live and some food to eat by His grace. And I am happy in this situation. I don't need anything more." Like that He was telling. So, Nimaipandit was amazed by the simplicity of Kolevicha.
Women by nature are prone to simplicity. For example, surrender of the gopis.
So, actually women by nature are very simple. Many of them, actually we have experienced in Pune, many of our students who are 1600 devotees, they got married to some girls in their own family, distant relationship or something, and according to the parents' choice. And the girls, when they came to Pune, they were not devotees. Within 3 months, you will find them 1600. They meet other Matajis, they pick up, they come to Nationality Temple, they develop affection for the Lord, they bow down, they bring flowers, they bring fruits, they do seva, and they take the mala and start chanting. Their faith in the Lord is very quick to attain for the women. Prabhupada says that women and children are comparable. So they can very easily put faith, repose faith. If they are especially coming from a good family, trained by mother very well, in being very chaste to the husband, and being pious, so they may very easily accept. So they have the simplicity, and that is appreciated. Prabhupada says, in any religious gatherings, the women come in large numbers, and they bow down to the Lord, deity form of the Lord, without any reservations. So, and the men, you know, they are more rational. Women are more emotional. So, we can say women have emotional intelligence. Man has rational intelligence. So, it's a big plus point for women, and it's a big minus point for men. But the plus point for men is what? Because he is rational, he can analytically understand God, and after having once thoroughly understood, he will never leave, he will stay very strong in Lord's feet. But woman being very simple and very innocent and naive, they can be sometimes cheated by unscrupulous dharmadvaji pretenders and cheaters and mayavadis. So women have to be very careful. Therefore, a woman should always remain under the protection of the husband. And independent of the husband, a woman should not allow herself to be exploited by any other man, you know. But otherwise, simplicity is a good quality appreciated for a devotee.
Gratitude and...
Actually, the simplicity is being spoken here because a person who wants to be successful in spiritual life should avoid all kinds of crooked activities like gossiping, rumor-mongering, you know, useless debating, talking about socio-political news, and so a devotee who is serious about spiritual life should avoid all those things and keep life simple.
Gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude. We have so much to be grateful for. Sense of gratitude brings sense of happiness and content. With gratitude, the seed of bhakti will grow.
Actually, gratitude is the source of innumerable good qualities. If you have gratitude for your mother and father, gratitude for guru, gratitude for your friends, gratitude for your shiksha gurus and Padma Prashak guru, whoever introduced you to Krishna consciousness, and anything you are taking from anybody, you are very grateful for that. That gratitude produces appreciation of others, thankfulness to others, kindness and courtesy to others, humility towards others, appreciation and admiration for others. All good qualities come. And our Bhishma Pitamah says in Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, he says that in this world, for everything there is prayaschitta. But if somebody fails to have gratitude, there is no prayaschitta for him. He has to suffer in hell, he says, very strongly. So, we can begin our gratitude with our own mother and father. They have given us a human form of life. We are thankful to them. They give us food, clothing, shelter, and raised us with good education. And they gave us good character, good behavior, they gave us some piety and a very good platform from which we could take to Krishna consciousness. And then we can be grateful to all the senior devotees who brought us to Krishna consciousness and then who introduced us to our Guru and Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada books. We can think gratefully about them. Imagine if I didn't get in touch with them, I don't know where will I be. I'll be rotting in material life with all of the living entities burning in the fire of material existence for millions of lifetimes more. So this gratitude is very important. In spiritual life, when, as soon as there is gratitude, you get satisfaction and peace. And you know, there is no more expectation. Otherwise, everybody is throwing expectations on everybody else. Husband is throwing expectation on wife and children and office colleagues and neighbors. Fighting everywhere. But when there is gratitude, there is no more fight. You are saying, Prabhu, you are my master. I simply want to serve you. You have done so much for me. Therefore, it brings peace, yeah.
Appreciation. With a grateful heart, we can also appreciate. Appreciation counteracts the urges to criticize. We should be ready to appreciate even small things, also our family. Appreciation helps to deflate our outsized egos.
Yeah. See, when we are appreciating somebody, you know that somebody has a fault, but you tolerate it. Why? Because you have appreciation. When there's appreciation, you can tolerate the faults. You don't criticize the faults. Even if there are faults. Like for example, parents, they see faults in their children, but they don't get to make a big fuss about it. They know, okay, our children are good children. They are making their best effort to study and they are obedient to us. They have done so much. Whatever best marks they can get, it's good enough. So they don't delight in pointing the faults because they develop appreciation for whatever they are doing. So therefore appreciation acts as an antidote to criticism. Therefore if we find that we are too much fault finding, okay, if I am finding 5 faults a day, then let me give 10 appreciation a day to different devotees. Like that. And also we can appreciate actually a husband or a wife or parents and children, they can actually express their appreciation of the other person. Many times we keep all the appreciation secretly in our heart. We don't tell it. We think about it in the mind. And criticism, we speak it out. And that is why there are quarrels. We should do the opposite. Criticism, if you have some fault finding, keep it inside. And appreciation, you bring it outside. Gradually the faults will go away. So, it all depends on which one you highlight. Therefore, what you emphasize and what you, whatever you focus on, that flourishes. Just like in a blotting paper, you keep an ink pen, it just expands. Similarly, if you focus on the faults and keep on pointing the fault, then faults expand. Focus on the good and keep focusing on the good, then good expands. Yeah. Similarly, our egos can be very easily deflated. Deflate means what? Like a big balloon ego. Actually, egoistic people will always shout at others and say, don't you see what I have done for you? You know, I did this, I did this, I did that, and I am this, I am that. And you are like this, they will say, because they have two inflated egos about what they have done for others. And they are throwing a lot of expectations from others. And now, if they have appreciation for others, then their big ego is inflated with a needle, like a balloon. You know? So the egos are deflated completely. Then they will say, Prabhu, I have done little bit for you, but I realize you have done much more for me. I am very grateful to you. So gratitude and appreciation are very important qualities in the life of devotees. You can easily avoid criticisms of others. But there is a big difference between flattery and appreciation. Flattery is coming from the lips and appreciation comes from the heart. It is appreciation is genuine, flattery is cheating. Appreciation is done with the heart overflowing with thankfulness and has no expectation from the other person in reward. Flattery means to get some work done in future, you just superficially praise somebody now so that he will be in your control and he will tomorrow do what you want him to do. You know.
Be responsible and accountable. Yeah. Held to account, answerable. As devotees, we should remember who we are and who we represent. our behavior should be mature.
Yeah, what is the meaning of responsible? Responsible means you take the onus of completing a task that was given to you without having to be followed up. For example, I am telling you, Prabhu, you have to phone up that particular devotee and tell him this, it's very important. Because based on this, he will have to inform 1,000 people. And you nod the head and then you don't convey to him. And 1,000 people don't get the news. It will be a big loss for the organization and for all the people who didn't get the news. So, responsibility is a very serious thing. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He saw that, you know, the tap when he opened, there was no water. There was no running water. So he called one devotee manager and he asked, what happened? Wait, Prabhupada, I told one another devotee. So he called the second one. And second one called the third one. Third one called the fourth one. So finally six of them came to Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada said, just see, this is called passing the buck, he said. You are passing the buck to him, he is passing the buck to him, passing the buck to him. Don't do this. Prabhupada said, I told you to make the water ready for the morning for bathing for all the devotees. Now water is not made ready. But Prabhupada, I told him, he didn't do it. No, that you can't say. The task is not given to him. Task is given to whom? To you. If it is given to you, you can have 2 dozen people to help you, but who should take the responsibility of completing the task? Who? You only. If I told you, you only should take it. You can't pass the buck, Prabhupada said. So that's the meaning of responsible. And accountable means what? Just like, for example, I give you, say, 10,000 rupees. You have to show me accounts of the money. Hisab kitab, you say. You know, your accounts, you know, how much I gave you and how did you spend the money. That's with respect to accounts. In the same manner, we have to be accountable to our authorities in our department or to our superior for our sadhana, for our reading, for the morning program, for how we are conducting our life, for our mentor. So accountable means, you know, we should have a reporting habit to our superiors. Some people even make a beautiful report with neatly written report with Prabhu, this is the way my reading is going on, my sadhana is going on, my friendships are going on, and I have some clarifications and queries. You know, I see you as a role model, I see you as my guide, mentor, so please kindly help me how I can advance. Some people are very nicely accountable. And also, if they have to go out somewhere, or go home, they will never do without telling their superior. That's also accountability. They are not independent. Accountable means for everything we say, do, we have to have some accountability. Yeah. Next.
Be considerate to others.
Yeah.
Don't be selfish. Example, jumping the queue for prasadam or flowers or darshan.
Say, devotees are all watering tulasi, going in a circle. Some people barge the hand in between, you know, and to take the water. So one shouldn't barge in between. One should always go in a queue. Similarly, prasadam queue, there are 200 devotees standing. You think, hey, queue is too long, let me go and directly join. You know, it looks very bad. It's not proper. You have to be considerate to other people also. Devotees may not shout at you, they will be decent, but it's not a decent behavior on our part. Similarly, in yatra, sometimes we say that, Prabhu, in this room, we have to put, 4 to 5 devotees, Prabhu. There's a shortage of room. Somebody will say, no, I want an independent room. You know, like one fellow had come to Pune, he said, I want an independent room. Like, then our managers told him, okay, then you have to pay the money for independent room. No, that I cannot pay. Whatever you are asking everyone to pay, only that much I will pay. So this devotee said, Prabhu, everybody is paying 200, but for 5 people stay in this room, then total of 1,000, they pay 200 each. If you want a full room, you keep it, but you pay 1,000, that I cannot pay. I will pay only 200. This is inconsiderate. He is not ready to pay also and not ready to accommodate others also. So there are inconsiderate people. It is improper. Devotee means we should learn to be considerate. Considerate means be willing to bend. Be willing to cooperate as per the situation. Yeah. For example, say you are sometimes sitting in a train. You got a window seat. For example, so you got a window seat and you are sitting with another devotee here, and then one Mataji and her husband are saying, you know, Prabhu, my child wants to see through the window. Can we sit there and near the window? I want to sit with my husband. You both can move here. Some devotees argue, I got a window seat, they are putting me in this side. No. Sometimes in society, sometimes by being considerate with the outside people like this for small, small courtesies, they become devotees. They say devotee is well behaved. Like you see a lady is carrying a child and struggling to stand in a train, you can get up and give her a place for her mata to sit. Then people feel ISKCON people are good people. They are very caring for others. Then they will say, if you have any books, please show us. We would like to buy your books and we would like to become like you. They would say, so the considerate behavior with even outsiders, unknown people, can really attract them to become devotees. And the next one?
Be considerate when sharing room on yatras, etc.
And then, last one?
Someone? Charity.
Yeah, charity. So charity, Prabhupada says in his purports, that a devotee, grihasthas actually have a very great responsibility of giving charity. In fact, grihasthas give charity to brahmacharis and vanaprasthas and sannyasis. The other three are renounced classes, if you see. They are not earning members. So, vanaprasthas also are called vanacharis. They also wear saffron eventually and they live in the temple. Like I have seen His Holiness Dhanavir Swami Maharaj, he was a brahmachari, then he got married. After that, he became a vanachari and then he took sannyas after that. So in this way, the grihasthas have the foremost duty to support the spiritual activities of the mission of their spiritual master and Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So for that, they have to give charity. Prabhupada says 50% of one's earning should be set aside for giving, he says. So nowadays, many people say that 50% is too big an amount. Imagine if I am drawing 60,000, if I give 30,000 to Krishna's activity, then how will I run my family and how will I do savings for my future? So, one of the way, easiest ways to do this is, one can have a Krishna account. Say, monthly one earns about 50,000 or 60,000 rupees. So, in that, say, half the amount you put in Krishna account and another half the money you put in your personal account for expenditure. Now, anything related to Krishna consciousness, in that Krishna, from the Krishna account you spend. For example, you want to buy Prabhupada's books, some Bhagavatam said, Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Brihat Bhagavatamrita you want to buy, you can buy with that money. And also, when you are putting money in that Krishna account, from that Krishna account, you make sure, for example, out of 60,000 you put 30 there and 30 here. In that, the 6,000 is 10% of your earning, isn't it? So the 6,000 should be given to temple directly. At least 10%, 10 to 20% should be given to temple. 6,000 to 12,000 should be given. And then the balance, you are putting about, say, 18,000 in the Krishna account. That is for your utilization, but for spiritual purposes. Say you are going for yatras with wife, children, you can use money from there. And you are feeding Vaishnavas, you can use money from there. Like that, if you do like that, you will see that it is possible for a grihastha devotee to spend about 50% in Krishna-related services. Some portion of it he gives direct donation to temple, 10-20%. Other percentage can use it for his spiritual activities. Quite possible.
Relationships. Parents or relatives. Always be kind. When necessary, be firm. Remember, your example is the best preaching.
Yeah. Like, you know, even a devotee should take the parents to the hospital. Sometimes sit with the parents and listen to them. They want to give some advice. They may be telling about their childhood, about their achievements in life. Sometimes one has to listen. One shouldn't say that, you know, Are, what is the he's doing prajalpa with me, he's wasting my time. You can't say that. Because sometimes they are elder and they have nobody to talk to. They wish to share something. We being blood relative, we may have to sometimes listen to them just out of respect for them. And they'll feel very happy. So, and also, even if you hear for a few minutes and go, they remember that this person respects me. And sometimes parents and relatives don't know about our ISKCON movement and all our fine-tuned rules, regulations and all. They may be innocent. So therefore, it's better for us to forgive them rather than take them to task. You know, why are you offending this and all that. Not to fight with them or argue with them. When we have to be firm, when we find that they are forcing us to do something that is detrimental for our devotional life, then only we have to be firm. Otherwise, we we can, like for example, Swarupa Bhattacharya was very firm while dealing with his son-in-law, Amogha. Because Amogha was offending Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he dealt with him in a very firm manner. Otherwise, those are occasional situations. It's always good to pick up. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind and considerate with his mother, Sachimata. Can learn from him. Yeah.
Wife, be fair, give time.
Yeah.
Make marriage work, it is not automatic.
Yeah.
Emotional needs also to be fulfilled.
Yes.
Express appreciation often.
Yeah. So, this is for grihasthas, especially it is mentioned. If the marriage between husband and wife has to work very smoothly, both have to actually take responsibility for the same. Actually, my spiritual master used to say, the family which dances together, advances together, which sings together, clings together, which the family which prays together, stays together, which means he would say that if they do the spiritual activities together, like Aarti is together, they do, they also study Prabhupada books together, they go out to preach together, then they actually gel very well. They know that we have some, you know, anarthas due to which we fight and quarrel. But at the same time, because of doing spiritual activities together, Krishna will make up for the, you know, shortcomings and again make them feel sympathy for each other. Actually, the mode of goodness helps us to look at each other sympathetically, empathically, with a kind heart and with a humble heart. And also, mode of goodness teaches us to be patient and tolerant with each other. And mode of goodness helps us not to think too high of oneself and not become egoistic and proud like in mode of passion. Yeah. And also, my spiritual master used to say that husband and wife have to treat each other as Vaishnavas and also make an effort to serve each other. So, by this kind of attitude at home, helpful attitude, courteous attitude, that will be friendships. Similarly, children also, yeah?
Children, appreciate that they are giving up so much. Be sensitive to their needs. Be realistic, not idealistic. Know when to compromise.
Yeah. Actually, children cry tears when they see parents have done so much for us from our childhood. So therefore, parents should be sacrificing without even talking. They don't even have to tell the children, I did this for you so much. You don't have to say. You just be giving, giving, giving. One day they will cry. They will say that you have done so much for us. Now we want to reciprocate with you. And then they will take devotional service. And also children in teenage are very difficult to bring up. Up to the age of 12 or 13, we can give Krishna consciousness to a child. And after that, they are more close to their peers and friends. And we can only inspire them to connect with those peers who are very good in devotional service. And they get good friendships. But you have to be realistic. If you are too idealistic, then the children get threatened and they get put off and the relationship gets strained in a family, because of which we find that we are not able to bring them up in devotional life. Many children have become averse to devotional service because of having a tussle with children and tussle with their parents. So we should know when to compromise and let them come up slowly in Krishna consciousness. Like, sometimes I address the children in San Jose, trained by His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. Such a wonderful devotee children. Very intelligent. Last time I was doing an interactive talk with them, one Shamro Prabhu and Her Grace Sukeshwari Mataji are putting up programs for them. So these are all devotee children coming from congregation families, but very welcoming to Krishna consciousness, and they like the subject of Krishna consciousness. That means they have been brought up in a very nice way, that even in the teenage they are looking forward to being Krishna conscious, which is a great, I would say, grand success of His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. His training, yeah. Yeah?
Devotees. Appreciate all devotees, though intimacy with few. No politics. Be ready to help in any way.
It is said, respect all devotees, associate with a few, and reveal your mind and confidence to very, very few, maybe two or three, and take instructions from one. It is said, yeah. Yes.
Be ready to help in any way. Listen to their problems even if you can't do anything.
Sometimes listening to devotees who are your friends helps them to feel a bit relieved. And after hearing the problem, you can take them to another senior devotee who can help them. Yeah. And non-devotees?
Respectful and formal, but not intimate.
Yeah. In companies, colleagues and all, or neighborhood people who are not devotees. Even if they are not devotees, for example, you are living in a housing colony, you are going to the lift. When they are boarding the lift, some other people are coming who are not devotees. They know you are Hare Krishna, but they are not interested. They are not coming to your classes. But they are living in the same colony. So how should you deal with them? You look at them in the lift. Or do you look at them, you are not becoming devotee? Isn't it? Yeah, hi, good morning. Now, what's your kid's name? So you just talk to them very casually like this. Because someday they will feel that you are very light in your talk and very friendly and very nice. They may consider becoming a devotee one day. Or sometimes you, after having a light talk with them, give them some prasadam, they will accept. You don't have to expect everybody to immediately become a devotee. So we can be respectful and formal in the office also, without getting close to them. Yeah, and then no malice and superiority complex while dealing with them. I am a devotee, they are all demons. That's not a good attitude. And don't compromise on your spiritual life. Now, we are running out of time now. Let me see. So in this way, association of non-devotees should be avoided, very dangerous. And anyway, this criticism will also come later. Anya Ninda Adishunyam, I will tell you more when that verse comes. And then spiritual lethargy. One should not become lazy. And one should not be excessive attachment to home and family means we are revolving around the home and forgetting Krishna consciousness. There are many devotees who have become covered over and lost Krishna consciousness because of mental attachments. That is dangerous. And at the same time, people who have become indifferent to the family members and not doing family duties properly, their homes are in shambles. So that is also bad. So there is a delicate balance between balancing family nicely and keeping one's Krishna consciousness very serious. If only this happened like this happened like that, people say, it is actually people who are worrying about the past, which is a useless worry. Similarly, laziness of the mind, also mental lethargy. And we should never cheat or exploit anyone, we can get into really big trouble. That's all. So, some of it will be coming later also. But this note is going to be with you. We will be uploading it for you. Leisurely you can go through it. So, next class when you come, I will do the next verse, very beautiful verse. Utsaha nishaya dhairya. So, sometimes people feel when they hear these things, they feel burdensome. Oh, 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 don't do this, don't do that. Now you are going to hear about what is to be done. The positive do's. Rupa Goswami explains from the next verse, third verse onwards. We will start it next week. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. Also, in the English, I have a thought of doing demons in Vrindavan Leela in English. I'm thinking of starting it on the day of Independence Day. Because people remember Indian Independence is which day? 15th August. And I wanted to begin with that. And it'll end exactly by mid-September, which means by almost 14th or 15th September it'll end. Totally 20 classes it'll take, I think. Weekly 5 classes. Like that for 4 weeks we will do, I think. So it's like 15th August to 15th September. Correct, no? In 4 weeks it will get over 20 topics. Each week we are going to do 5 classes, like Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In English we are planning. And also for each of the demons in Vrindavan Leela, I want to prepare nice English PPTs with notes, materials and everything. I am feeling very strongly that the devotees will get a lot of help. I did in Hindi, but I feel in English, if devotees understand how our heart is like Vrindavan, and in that Vrindavan-like heart, when all these demoniac propensities come, then we have to cry out to Krishna, and with His help, by chanting the holy name, with Krishna Balaram's help, we can drive out those demoniac tendencies. And I feel that many devotees have been lost by our movement because of this. Demons have come and stolen them away. So that is one of my reasons and inspirations in preparing this. So all of you are most welcome to join. And it will be the evening timing. What is the timing? 6:45 to 8:30. 6:45 to 8:30. It will be except Wednesday and Sunday. So very soon I will launch more details. All of you are welcome. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki.